Shir Hayim Bavim Bavim Masra Chafei Yerai Tav Shin Hem May 11th, 1980 and Sunday.
The Torah in Simon Kufin Hei mentions a machlokes between the Raibet and the Balaito in respect to all the Nisikin Rubach machlokes, I get this, Samela all the Nisikin Rubach that is not Mamish Keichet. So what if he was not Marachik and then there was damage, let's say Marachik is a get is in a case. Suppose he wasn't Marachik, the get is in a case. He set up the get is on the Melech right with the case, and then the wall collapsed. Is in Chuyif the Pei or is not Chuyif the Pei? So there is a machlekes between the Raibet and the Balaito. It's even Kufun Hei. Somar v'yachod meilu shehoyer v'yaharchi v'goram hezek v'chaveir kosov Raibet zao שפוטו מלישאו, כהיכה דיפטרינון בהנור דהווה נאבצה קיטנה, ועבאוזו רקסה, ומזיק לאינשי. So, if, let's say, any one of those maziki, that is נחויה תלמר, and he wasn't marked, and then there was monetary damage, the wall collapsed, because of the failure by the Shochan to keep away the Noah, the Gepes, the Mayim, from the case. So, because the Raibet Zal, she put on the shout, Keiche di Patrino behanoch de Avinab Tzekitne, Vagozo Raksi, Umazit Uninshi. Vichin gabi Yusom Achkeits Rishay Vachavere, Umazikose Anbiyo, Mikrobose, Vichashir Vikrome Benzok Upota, Vioa Bibinoch Kule, Umikom Mokei, Vichatrile Kishibobis Meir, Yochim Haber Vakivoro, Shaloi Yisner. All these mazikis, in other words, the Raibet, we had the machlokes between the Rashi and the Rambam and the Rosh. So, the Rashi says that all the mazikim of the Mishneh, so Rabbi Yisi does not agree with them. So, only Shever, and Gemara had this topic, maybe even Shever. So, Machikel Hasun La Shever, Rabbi Yisi doesn't accord with Rabbi Yisi. So, Gemara says, yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes there is an emir in the vicinity, so then it's the other way. But the other mazikim, like Kephas, Melech, so they certainly do not accord with Rav Yezi. And the Ramban and the Rosh Achirik, that the other mazikim certainly do accord. We explained that in Machlekes. And in regard to Sheber, because that's very remote, so the more heads of the writer, maybe doesn't accord with Rav Yezi. So the Gemara says that even Shevach accords with Rabbi Yezi. Even Shevach accords with Rabbi Yezi. And what does not accord with Rabbi Yezi? Even Meir and Chavo and Krishna Abzor. So because that's like Yilon and Meir, Mishran Yerik, so it's like Yilon and Meir. But all the other Maziki, except for Chavo and Meir and Krishna Abzor, and Mishra and Yerek, and Dylan and Boyer, of course, so accord with Rav Yezi. That's the Shita of the Rambam and the Rosh. Now, so on that question, it seems that the Raibet agrees with the Rambam and the Rosh, not with Rashi. Because according to Rashi, only if it's Mamesh Keiche or Chalapok as Gami. But if it's not Keiche Mamesh or Gami, so then there is no chilak. Okay. He says, "Umikom bokim chatchil kishibo bismech yom chavir akol shalo yismech." Let's say gefes and melech and matunte mayim. So then he agrees with the shite of the Rosh and the Rambam. That's in regard to the achok. So in other words, he can be restrained. Mashiach came if he wasn't marfit, and then there was damage. So the right shite is that he's potter Mishalim, just as he's potter Mishalim in the case of Raksi. moral maxe is bread. Gemara says, the first line, the Beima Mori made the Rabbi, Ki have an Akse Kitne, have an Asle Akse Umaski, Inch. So the Beima Mori, the son of Rabbi, so they are apparent. So when many times when they beat out the flax, when they beat out the flax on the field, so the chaff flew away, and it was mazik with the wind, with the aid of the wind, so the chaff, as it was flying, so it was mazik people. So then the people who were injured by the chaff that flew away by the wind as a result of barbarians picking out of the flax in the wind, so they came to Rabine and they wanted Tashvori. Omalu, they didn't come to demand Tashvurim, but they demanded that Barmoyen, that Moyen Brede Robin should be restrained in beating out flax, because it's mazik. So Omalu, Kiyam, you know, Brede Robin is in here in the lay, So in other words, it's not here the way. So mainly he cannot be restrained. Maski for Mahra Vashe, Maishni Mizir and Ruach Mizayate. So we say, by Shabbos is higher, if someone winnows the grain, so what does he do? He lets the grain, he puts the grain in the field, and then exposed to the wind, and then the wind drives away the chaff. So that's one of the antesloches zeiret. So we do not say that he is poter, because after all, it's chome, he didn't do it. The wind did it. The answer is the wind did it. The wind cooperated with him, collaborated with him. If he had put down in the wind, if he had exposed the grain, the ears of grain, to the wind, so then the wind would never have driven away the chaff from the ears of grain. So in other words, so he's higher, even though it's Rakhuzayate. So here too, he should be considered a mazik and he could be restrained, even though the wind does the driving away of the chaff. Amru kamu the brema, omru haine zeire, the Rakhuzayate. So there is a machlekin between Rabine and Rema. Urabine, Maishne Migez Ayitzin Tachasapatish, Vihizik, Dechai Vishalei. So, Hosom Nichel Leizel, Hoche, Leiloi Nichel Leizel. So there is a machlekin between Rabine and Rema as to whether he can be restrained in beating out the flax or not. So, the regime in Pasti, like Rema, that he can be restrained. However, if he didn't, so then he's not chayav b'tashlum. He's not chayav b'tashlum. So the Rishonim ask, why is it chayav b'tashlum? Now, the Rambam himself mentioned this halacha. Perishudale Milcheshim Aloch Aleph and Bez. Misho Sodera Misir Shalem, or in Koba Bisakis, or in Locha Shinish for Abak, the Offer of Hayetze, so for Halvik, Kidisho Yagia or Offer, or Rea Bisakis, or in Abak or Havere, Kidisho Yazi. After also, Wah, who should say Yarese? ואישאיזם לחתי, ומליחו אסופו, ומאיר אס הפישטון, ועמי צריכי יצבן, ומניוסון, ומגיוסון וחברי, הרי זה חי ובהלך, כדי שהוא יגיר לו יזיק. So now it's not possible for him. He passes like Rema, that one can be restrained in beating out the flax in his field, because the wind will drive away the chaff and will cause damage, so he can be restrained. ואפילו על ביאור החוציאו, שכל אלו כמי שהזיקו בחצי, הזיקו נולד. So you can call it Rabbi Yisi, we say, על המזבח הזה. But then our Rebbe says, "Afal pishu chay lahati kolka im hoy hoy dicho hagu achamitzio hamitz vesofo viziko ben potamun shalei shehu achu shetzio isei leinezek se bo mikiach mazikatzmei mikiach mazikatzmei." So the question is raised against the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say, "Malach, he regard to restraining him, so he can't be restrained"? In other words, that those people, the shechemim, who might be damaged or injured by the chair of this person, can take out from Beis Din injunction to restrain. But if he did it, shalaki di, and there was damage, so he cannot. He's not high. Why? If it's killing the lady, so why should it be high shalom? But so that kasha is raised against the Rambam. But the Rambam says the same thing. So he says, "V'ro adi v'inoch kud u'mikol mokei." So he says, "Keheche." Because the Rambam says, "Shepotam u'mishalim keheche v'patrino behamat v'havanav tzikitne v'avozo rakse u'mazik l'inshe v'chirin gabi u'somach ketzel ishe v'chavere u'mazikos se'amir." So the Hashem comes in Zok report about being a chur. So in other words, all the Nizukim, Gefes and Melech and Matunte, so all the Nizukim mentioned in the Mishneh, so there is a chirba hachok, even a contra means, because it's the other way. But it's part of the Shalom. In the same way, so he equates it to Ifraxi, just as in the case of Ifraxi. So he passed like Merema, but it's part of the Shalom, so we see that the Raimet also agrees with Rambam. However, everybody raises the question against the Rambam. But the Rambam says the same thing. So Reb Chaim explains it, and actually the Yad Ramah, and our Sugya, says the same thing that Reb Chaim says. So he says, in regard to Hachokas Nizokim, so that's based not on the Parshas Mishpatim. That's Halachah of Hachokas Nizokim. So there, Reb Yossi says, if it's Gira Delei, so it's Alamazik Lachah. So this is also given away, even though it can only be done, it can only take place with the cooperation of the Keahach, with another agency. The Hezek could not take place without the aid of the Keahach, of the wind. But still, since this wind is a Ruach Mitzuyo, I mean, this is one of the forces of nature, so mainly it's considered the other way. So there is a Chokas Nizokim. Mashrikim regard to Chiv Tashlumim. So it must be based upon one of the Mazikim mentioned in Mishpatim. Abo Vestizik, Asher, Abey, Amav, Elayim. So on what basis should it be higher? So we have Eish, Beir, Sheir, Odo. So on what basis could it be higher? It couldn't be higher on the basis of Beir, Rakse. So on Eish, because Eish is also Keahach HaMurabim. And there is the Avov Eish, when one sets a fire, and then the fire spreads and does damage. And then there is the Tolde of Eish, Avonim Sakine Masoye, Sheinichom Eish Gage, Vinokhu Beruach Mitzio, so it's Mechuye from the Tolde of Eish. So the question is, by Rakse, why does the Rambam says that he's not Mechuye from the Shalei? Because it's Kiyachachamurabe, but, every Eish is Kiyachachamurabe. If you make a fire in your own grounds, and then the fire spreads, and this magic is going to be, so you have a clear pay, but how will the fire spread? With the aid of the wind. If there hadn't been a wind, the fire wouldn't have spread. So why should it be higher here by Raksa also? So Reb Chaim says, and then the Yad Hamas is the same thing, not the same thing. So he says, when do we say that Yahacham Yuhavay is higher? When the Hecht said that ultimately was a mazik without Keahach HaMurabe. Now let's say fire. If fire was a mazik. So even without the aid of the wind, so if you make a fire on your own ground, you make a fire on your own ground, and then you don't watch that the fire shouldn't spread, and then the fire goes and spreads and burns the bodies, so you have to pay. So you made a mazik, you made a fire. So without recourse to the keahache, you made a mazik. The keahache is only if the aid of the Kiyahachaya consists in bringing the Mazik closer to the Nizik. Like this, I move the Mazik around, and then the wind spread the Mazik. So let's say, if you put in the top building, if you put a body, an level on the roof, on top of the roof. So a level on top of the roof is a Mazik. So it's a Mazik, but the wind only spread the Mazik. It made him go. So there is the aloche, that's age. Mashinke, if it becomes a Mazik, if it becomes a Mazik through the Geachachaya, so I didn't even make the Mazik. So there is no Chiyuv Tashlum. So let's say, what did he do here by Rakse? By Rakse, he just took the ears of grain and he put it in the field on the ground. The ears of grain are Maziki. And Eved is a Mazik. And when you put an Eved on top of the roof, so then you made a Mazik. But the wind, the role of the wind was consisted only in bringing the Mazik to the Nizik. Mashiach can hear when he put ears of grain on in the field. That's no Mazik. Then the wind made the chaff. It blew away the chaff from the ears of grain, and then it drove them, it impelled them, and then it became Mazikim. So through the Kiyahachaya it became a Mazik. The Reb Chaim says that, and the Yad Rama says it, and now the Gemara. So you see, the Shita of the Raya is that all the Nizokim, that there is a Chiyuv Achokim, that are considered Gira Delay, but that's only in regard to Achokim, the Chatchila. But the Eved, if there is damage, there is part of Tashlum. That's the Shita, the same way as Raks. Abel Balito, Kosa, but then the two mentions the Shita of Balito. Aber bei Lito Kosa Palahido, ja, mit dem Tano und die Tonne vor, wie im Hizik Chai und Mishale, do Adin bechol in der Schuhe, im Hizik Akilach Hashem, Shichitoi, Chai und Mishale, und mich mit Hezik den Jure Minkere mit Kula Aum, wie die Pia Miski, die Tano, aber in Sikit der Lito, lo in Pia, aber in Pia, und Minkere, Milze und Dayone, Chai, die Momene, die Dei, Asik. So the shita of the Raivet is the shita of the Raivet is you see that Balito Shite is at another pole of the shita of the Raivet. There are certain things that one is mechuyev to be ma'ariv, and there are certain things that one is not mechuyev to be ma'ariv. Let's say not the other way. So there is no chiyuv achokim according to Rav Yossi, and there are certain things that are clear the way is mechuyev to be ma'ariv. So the sheet of the Raya is that even vis-a-vis the Nizikim, that I am mechuyev to be ma'ariv. So that's only Chatchila, but the Eved I want to show it. The sheet of the Balito is that even vis-a-vis the Nizikim, that I am not mechuyev to be ma'ariv. Let's say, Eim achikim is yom nabeh, ala nizik ba'arim is atzmeh. So that's v'gabi achoke. But once there is damage, if the Nizik can establish damage, so he can collect from the one who is the cause of the damage. Even though he was not mechuyev to be ma'ariv. And the Yad Rama says it, even in respect to machikin zion nabeh. So he says, machikin zion nabeh, there is a machikin between Rabbanim and Rabbi Yossi, as to whether machikin zion nabeh or not. But suppose he did plant the lawn, he was not ma'ariv, he was not mechuyev to be ma'ariv. So then, if we come to the Rav Yossi, there's not a chiyuv to be ma'ariv, but if he planted a new one, and then the Baal HaTriya can show that because of the Ilon planted by the Baal Ilon, so the Baal ultimately collapses. So it's not chiyuv to pay. Chiyuv to pay. Why? Just as the Rabbanon said in the Mishnah, that he's not chiyuv to be ma'ariv. So many and so many. Oh, but Yami don't tell us Rabbi, so the age of Rabbi gave our arms. Oh, you might be the Baal Yotzo, she tacked the Baziba Shoshi Kochi, or the Kira Tepa, the music we shall be Shemiz. But we pass by Rabbono. So even if he was Marchik, let's say, he was Marchik from the Aliyah, Shlisha Tvachim, from the Simon Shlisha Tvachim. But then there was a Taya, so he's Mechuyev to pay. So he's Mechuyev to pay. So he says the same thing. The same thing is true of all Nizokim. Whether he's Mechuyev to be Marchik, and the teacher of the Din was not Marchik. And even if he's not the Holy of the Market, the Yatama says, let's say, the Holy of the Market is not the Holy of the Market, but there, the Balabeya proved, is able to show that there was damage. So the Balimon has to pay. And the Yatama says, he says, certainly according to Rabbi Yisi, he's not going to pay because he's not going to the Market, according to Rabbi Yisi, he's not going to pay. Because he's Mechuyev to the Malki, so the Melee, even according to Rabbanu Tradesi, is also Mechuyev. Certainly according to Rabbanu Tradesi. So he's Mechuyev to pay because he's Mechuyev to the Malki, so maybe even according to Rabbanu that he's not Mechuyev to the Malki, the Ilan Rabbeya, he's also Mechuyev to pay if ultimately there was damage. Because Rabbanu Tradesi, I'm not Chiliki Boba the Achiliki Boba Basta, he says. And when? Whether he's Mechuyev Tashlumin or not, so he has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi. What do we say? Since according to Rabbi Yisi, he's not Mechuyev to the Malkit, so he's not delinquent in any way. He's not a Chayte, he didn't do anything wrong. So he mentions the Mishnah that even when you are Malkit, the Balabais was Malkit the Tanur, the Kiro, he would talk him from the Maziv or from the Silas. And then there was damage to the Balalio, so he has to pay. He didn't do anything wrong. He was Malachit the way the Mishnah tells him to be Malachit. So we see that Chiyuv Tashlumin does not necessarily have to be based upon any Aveira by the Mazik. As long as a person, through his action and through his money, caused damage to another person, he's liable, he has to reimburse him. He can be tzaddik. But the fact is, that he was the cause of the damage sustained by another person. So merely is Mechuyev to pay. This is what the Rama says, and it seems that the Shita of the Balayito is also like that. Because the Balayito says, Al Balayito Kosa, Alahito Yami Dotam Tano Diktonebo, Im Hizik, Hayo Ishawi, Do Adi Bicholi Noch Shuri, Im Hizik, Afil Achash Yerchike, Is Hayo Ishawi, Mishim the Hizik, the Nuve Minkra Mikula Alme, V'yidia Niskim, אבל נציג לא ידיע, אבל לא ידיע, ומי כרן מי עושה, או דיונה, חייב ועומד את ידי עצמי. וחייב כוס הבדים לא מראש שבכולם חייב לשם. חוץ מהזה כמי לא מסמיך הסקנסר, וזה כדי מי פץ. כי פני שלא יעבד, ההזק רוב רובי וכי אחלה יסופר על מרוח והמיון, לפיכו וחושב מזיק על מקום ולמצוא כאילו פעם. So he also says the same thing that Chaim says, and explain the Rambam and the Yagama, but he says it more briefly. So he says that only Zokin of the Mishnah, the Baal Yitzchak says, whether he's Mechuyev to the Malachit, not Mechuyev to the Malachit, even according to Rabbi Yisi, that the Yilom in Abeyah is not Mechuyev to the Malachit, that's what Yalach Hoke. So it's not your way. But the Kavta Shmuni, we are not concerned whether it's given away or it's not given away. We are concerned with one question. Can it be classified in one of the four categories of Mazikin? Abor is Mazikin. Asheri, Rabbi, Ramabe, Baera. So if it can come in one of these four categories, so it's higher. If it cannot come, he's for that. But whether our Mazik Lach is Atzmei, our Nidik Lach Atzmei, has no bearing. The Abraham says, it's very mistaken. Our Mazik Lach is Atzmei, Nidik Lach is Atzmei, is only in regard to the question as to whether a potential Nizik has the resource to restrain the potential Mazik. But it's nothing to do with Chiyuv Tashlumin. Chiyuv Tashlumin has to do, does it come within one of the four categories of Mazikim, above is Mazikim, Shame of Bay of Abbehenda or not? That's all. So, if it can be established, so he says, even Yom in Abbehenda, if there is damage, the Abraham says, he's not going to pay on the basis of which Mazik, on the basis of age. But, the Abraham says, there are two Mazikim, that is potable shower. And that is Rakse and Nibiru. Why? The same reason, the same oneness. Because by Rakse, to be mechuyev to pay, you have to come within the four categories. Whether it's your way, not your way, is not important. So Rakse doesn't come within one of the four categories. Within which category could it come? Age, certainly not there, Rakse is not there. Because by Beir, so the Nisek, what's the distinguishing feature of Beir? The distinguishing feature of Beir consists in that the Nisek comes to the Mazbach. Somebody digs a Beir in the street, and then the pedestrian passes by and trips, falls in. So the Nisek came to the Mazbach, not the Mazbach came to the Nisek. Age, that way around. You make a fire, and then the fire spreads. So the mazik overreaches the nizek. Not that the nizek comes to the mazik. Now, how would it be if somebody will, let's say, make a fire in the street, or it would be hot coal in the street, and then the person will walk, and absentmindedly he will fall. You step on the hot coal and you get at it. So Yerushalmi discusses that. So Yerushalmi says, in such a case, he will be chayav mitzad eish, not mitzad eish. Why? Let's say, he will be chayav mitzad eish, not mitzad eish. Why? Because since he's the av of eish, and the Torah says, he says eish, so it doesn't make any difference, even the nizek comes to the mazik, so it's still mechuyev on the score of eish. But as far as the total of age is concerned, so Yavod is Akim Masoish and Yichon of Eish Gage, Vinoflu, and so then the Masih Kober reaches the Nizek, so it's Chayim is an age. But suppose Avod is Akim Masoish and Yichon of Eish Gage, and then Noflu, and after they fell to the ground, a person tripped over them, so then it's Mechuyev, Mitzad Beya, not Mitzad Eish. Anyway, so the Yad Rama says, that and the Baalito, they are two mazikim of the Basra. That even though from the point of view of Achoki it's considered here in the way, but if he was Nizek, so then there is no Chiyuv Tashlum. That's Rakse and Mio. For the same reason, why Rakse is it Mechuyev? Because within which category could it come? Age. But when is there a Chiyuv of age? Only when he made a mazik. And the Keahacher only brought the mazik closer to the nizik. The wind spread the fire. But where the wind itself created the mazik, let's say you put ears of grain on the field, and then the wind drives away the chaff from the ears, so he didn't even put up a mazik, he didn't even set up a mazik, then there is no chiyuv of age. So the same thing is true of the Mio. Because why is the mazik in the Mio? If he puts up the surah. If the surah had been the source of the hezek, so then he would be chiyuv tashlum too. But the surah is not a mazik. But as a result of him putting the surah, if there is a Mio in the vicinity, a weasel, so the weasel jumps along of the surah, then it makes a leap from the top front of the Sulam to the Sheva, and his mazik. So in other words, he didn't make the mazik. There is the Kehacha Rogabay, then the Mio made itself into a mazik. By he only created the circumstance so that the Mio would become in a position to become a mazik. And the Mio is not his Mio, so he couldn't be mechuyev on the score of Sheva. If the Mio had been his Mio, then he could be mechuyev on the score of Sheya. But the Mio is not his Mio, and he should be mechuyev on the basis of age, because as a result of putting up the Sulam, so the Mio got on the top rung of the Sulam and then jumped. So then it's like Rakse, is the Kiyachache, made it into a mazik. So maybe it's what we shall. Anyway, so we see that there is that the Raivim and the Balito and the Rosh are at opposite poles. The Raivim says that even if he's Mechuyev to be Marachik, and he wasn't Marachik, he's still Potom Mishal. And the Baal Lita says that even if he was Malchut, he didn't. But there was an Ezek, the Baal Lita and the Atama, so he is Mechuyev Nishal. That's the Machlokes. Now, it seems that the Baal Lita and the Rosh and the Atama are right, after all. So there is, why does the Raivet say? The Raivet says that even if he is a Hezekir Bachot, let's say Gefes, and he agrees with Ramban and Rosh, that by Gefes and Melech hold the Nizokim, so he is Mechuyev to the Malchut. And but he says if he was Malchut and there was damage, he doesn't have to pay. Why did he have to pay? Why should he pay? After all, so the Ramban says he couldn't have gone, he is Mechuyev to pay. Because if you set out Gefes, and the heat of the Gefes ultimately undermines the foundation of the Kesar, or you set up Melech, or you set up something that has matute, that has moisture, and that undermines the foundation of the Kesar, so it's like age. What difference does it make? Whether you set up a fire and you balance, and then it spreads, the fire is ultimately mazik, or you put a sakine masoi on the roof, and then through the Keach, it spreads, it goes, it overreaches the Mizek, so here too, the heat ultimately undermines the foundation of the Kesel. So you should agree with your age. The Ramban says it's not agree with your age. Why does the Raivet say that he's not a Mishal? Even if he's not agree to be Malchut, and he wasn't Malchut, it seems that the Balito is right. What's the story of the Raivet? And the Raivet says even one more thing. The Raivet says even one more thing, that even though he's mechuyev to be Malchut, still, and he was the limud, and there was a vice avera, but he's not mechuyev to pay. Why should he not pay? Why should he get, of course, in order to pay, so it must come within the four categories of maziki. But why should it come within age? So the Nesivis, now the Shulchan Aruch mentions both days, the Shita of the Raivet, the Shita of the Baal Lita, 2 days. Somar beyachon meil shehoyu lehalcha v'goram hezek lechaveri yesh mi shepeter v'nishalei v'yesh mi shemechai yesh mi shemechai. As a matter of fact, I forgot to mention there is another sheet section. You see, the sheet of the writer is that even if he was mechuyev to be married, what he gets, and he was not married, he was the legal one, but if there was damage, he's not mechuyev. The sheet of Baal Lita is even if he fulfilled his obligation, and he was marked in the Shira Chavir. So, and the Yagama, even let's say, by Yilon and Beir, where there is no Shira Chavir, the contradicts in the way it was. But if he can prove damage, he has to pay. Then it seems that the sheet of the Miri, above the other sheet, I don't think that the Mechaber had referenced the Miri sheet, so I suppose the other sheet were doing the Miri. So, the shita of the Miri is that it all depends. If it is the kind of a mazik that is mechuyev to be malchut, let's say by Gefes and Melech, and he was mazik, so he has to pay. But suppose it's Ilon and Beir, he's not mechuyev to be malchut, or he was malchut b'shirach, okay, and still there was damage. There was damage according to Baal Lita, so even if he was Malchut b'shirach, okay, when he pulled up the Gefes. But if the Baal HaKesel can prove that as a result of his kefes. So his woe crumbled to his face. But the sheet of the mirror is, it all depends. If he was delinquent and something that he had to be marked, and he wasn't marked, and because of his delinquency, so he always has it, then he has to pay. But if he was marked in Shira Chotu, or it is a massive that he doesn't have to be marked, like Jibon and Beira, so Allah is marked exactly, then he doesn't pay. That's not like the Rabbe, and not like the Balito. And it seems that the Mechaber passed it like that. In Simon Kupfim Hei, Sikwan Adim. Somehow we have a mail, Shehoyo Mei Laharchi, we go on Hezra for Chaberei, Yei Shli Shepeitam Mishalei, Ve Yei Shli Shemechai. But he mentions, Somehow we have a mail, Shehoyo Mei Laharchi, we go on Hezra for Chaberei. So why does he say, so, Yei Shli Laharchi, we go on Hezra for Chaberei, so Yei Shli Shemechai, but they're going to be eaten in Yad Ramah, even if it is so apparently, he's machria, in other words, and in regard to the case where loyo yo lahalchik, so he's not chishish for the sheep there of the valley. In other words, he's only chishish for the sheep of the mirror, because that many other sheep. You see, the valley to the Yadrama, they say that even when he was malchik, and they mentioned the mission of machikim as akiro, minamazimo, of the aliyo, shlishetvochim. So the Rabbanon of Hashimim say that if there was damage, he has to pay. So he doesn't even mention that sheet of the Balito. He only mentions the Mechaber, the sheet of the Balito, and the Yad Ramah in connection with the case where he had to be married. So what does it do with the Mishneh? But at all, the Balito mentions the Mishneh. That even though he's only going to be married to Yitvochim from the Masiva of the ceiling, but he there was damage, and so then he has to pay even though he was married. So the Rav Amir says that that Mishneh, the Rabbanon of Shimeh, are hired only in this case. Why? Because true, he was married, but at all, he constantly lives in the house. And if a fire caught the Aliyah, he doesn't catch. The Aliyah is not caught in fire just instantaneously. So apparently, so before the fire reached the ceiling, so he saw the Balabais was in a position to see that the fire, for some reason, spreads very rapidly in an unusual way. So he should have stopped it. So the male is considered to be delinquent. In other words, at the very outset, so he's not mechuyev to be chishish. That perhaps, even if he's malachik yitvochim from the mazibo, maybe the aliyah will still catch fire. Because that doesn't happen often. But, so he's only mechuyev to be malachik yitvochim. But if there was damage, so that means something unusual happened there. Something unusual happened. It didn't happen instantaneously. So first, the fire started to spread very rapidly, and he was negligent. A person is always in the house. In the name, according to Miri, suppose it happened, he was marching in Utrochim, and then he was away for a few days, and all the members of his household were away, and while the whole family was away, so something happened, and now we are caught in fire. So then, according to the Rabbi Miri, Abonim don't say that he's not in the shower, because he's not negligent in any way. He did everything that the Chachamim required him to do. What else can he do? He should sit there and in the house all the time, not leave the house. So when is a chayiv? When did the Rabbanim say that he's chayiv if he was in a position to stop it? After making that chokim, he could have stopped it. He shouldn't have allowed the fire to spread so much. So apparently, the Mechaber says, "Somah be'achot me'ehu shoyo v'l'halchi, v'goram hezik v'chabere, yeish li she'peitam v'mishalim, v'yeish li she'mechalim." Now, the question is, what's the sheet of the Rabbi? So the sheet of the Rabbi says, so we have three sheets. We have the sheet of the Rabbi, we have the sheet of the Lito, and the Rama, and we have the sheet of the Rabbi, and the other sheet, who agree with the Rabbi. So the shite of the Balito and the Yakama, and of the Rabbi, we understand. But the shite of the Raida, we don't understand. Why shouldn't Gefes within the man. Dalbaum says he came within age, and the Ramban in Kuntras Gandhi says that he does come within age. So the Nisibes here says something very, very good. I mean, explaining the Sheikh's idea. He says that the whole halacha of Avoris Nizikin, Asheya Babeya, Asheya Babeya, the Hamabe Behebea, Hamabe Behebea, I mean, so his own Shayach, if the Chiyuv Tashlumin does not interfere with the Tashlish of the thing. Let's say, there is a Chiyuv Aveish. Does the Chiyuv Aveish stop the person from making fire in the house? A person can make a fire in the house. Every person makes a fire in the house when he cooks. But what does the Chiyuv Aveish imply? That when he makes an age, the Torah doesn't say, so the Torah doesn't say that a person is not supposed to make a fire in the house. Every person has his stove and he makes a fire in the house. You couldn't live without a fire. What does the Torah say? That when you make an age, you have to watch it. That the age shouldn't spread to such an extent that it will cause damage. But as a result of the chiyuv of the parasha of age in Mishpatim, a person is not precluded from making an age. But if, as a result of not making it, as a result of the chiyuv tashlumin, they will be precluded from making an age, then you will not be chayav. So when you make a fire, so it doesn't interfere with your tashlish of making a fire. You can make a fire, but watch it. Don't make a fire and then leave the house empty. Sorry. But if he makes a fire, he wants to cook something or he wants to heat up the house, fine. But he has to watch it, that it shouldn't spread beyond the limit. So the melee, there is a few of massive profanity, of punishment. Mashenike, if as a result of his responsibility for a certain age, so it will, the result, as a result of that responsibility, he will be precluded from being mishtamish, a natural tashmish. So then there is no chiyuv of dalgamis. So here, let's say, he wants to set up getters. He needs the getters, he needs the getters. So if there will be a chiyuv of age, in case there is a getter, it means that he will be limited in being mishtamish b'seh reshusei. So then there is no chiyuv. That's the shite. This is how Nisibes explains it. He says, v'im kei koshin, amal lehar kital lo besnizik, v'chim kol advori, d'choshin yivir kli yachpe, וביור חסיסי שכיים, וחיים ולכלול דאו אלו מסיסי כנאי, כשתנדו בהם, כגנזי כנמטונטה, שהמים הלכים ומזיקים, מגור המפיר המסגרוגה, ברדיודו, או את ההזב שאיר לך עבור החמיצי עוד החייר, ומכל שמה ששאיר החומים שאיר לך מזי בעצמא, וחי יצא בן חרבה. So, ועל כל הדבורי, הוי בו מהק שסקח, ומדאו אלו מסיסי כנאי, ועל כל חופצות, והמים הוא היקשו, ומעטים על תיצל ואובסה שהיקשו גם ברקסה, דען איש, והוא היקשו על בירים מיידים. Why don't we say that in the end, if the dwelling are massive, if the dwelling are massive, the chalbo, so is chalbo shalim, is chalbo shalim, why don't we say it? Well, ועל כל הדבורים הוא יום להקשיס כך, ומדל אובס נזוקיני, ועל כל כך צורך לאימא, דעדל את אובס נזיקין נחי ועליהם. רק כשאפשר להזיקי ברשו סיום בשנירו סום, שלא יעזיקו, ועוז רחמו נחי ובשניר, וכשאום נשום בו, חיום עם תשלוי, אבל חני נחוש נפרק ויחמיר, ובאיפן, וכשנשחי ושאום העזד, אין אפשר לסלוי לעסיס תשלו זה, So, in other words, if as a result of being responsible for gefes, so what will be? Even if you are malchut you will call, there is still a possibility in his mind. But when he's there, when he doesn't preclude it, let's say age, or at least a kid maturation, so does it interfere with the natural transmission of the person? Why? It's necessary for a person to keep a bonim on the roof. He can lead a happy life without leaving a bonim on the roof. But if, as a result of his achayas for maziki, he'll be precluded from making the usual tashmishin in his reshus, then there is no chilomaz. That's the shite of the rival. That's the shite of the rival. But of course, the balutu and the rosh and the akama, then really achil can use it. Alright? Now, let's see. Marishkin is a sheberach minoir, hamish mamach. Lurishkin is a sheberach, biseich, shalem. Elohim keyesh berach, hamish mamach, elua. Reb Yudei Meir Beisaba Asfurin Miloish Gar Aleino. So that means according to Reb Yudei, there is a much larger achot. So according to Tanakame, so if somebody wants to set up a sheder, a nest of birds, so then he has to be malchik from the city, from the issue, 50 amot. Because if he's not married from the city, if the amo, so then the birds from the sheber, he doesn't keep them always locked up in the sheber. He lets them go free and then they come back. So the melee, these yenim, are likely, these birds are likely to eat up the rainy peanuts. So it's a mask. So how much mask did he keep? Malchi 50 amo. And the Yehuda says much more than 50 amo. Much more than 50 amo. Beis Abbas, Kulin, Leish, Gar, Hayeino. In other words, the maximum flight of Yeino. The maximum flight of Yeino. That's much more than 50 amo. We look here, a few of Israeva, Harelu Cheskosi. But suppose, let's say, Shimon bought a certain ground, a certain chotzer, from Reuben, and he bought, and Reuben had a shaver. So even though it's only Bisreva from the city, or it's only Bisreva from a Gino of a neighbor. Not that the person has a Gino. But even if it's only a Bisreva, so he still cannot be respected. Now, so the few dimensions, these are, we look at a few Bisreva, why does he say a few Bisreva? We look at, even if it's one inch, a few Bisreva, if it's based upon Chazoke, so why does he say a few Bisreva? Bisreva is also a certain area. Even if it's 1 inch, let's say, Reuben bought a ground here, he bought a field, a chotzer here, and that chotzer, I mean, Reuben bought from Shimon a chotzer here, and Shimon had already set up for a long time a shaker, and then the next door, there is a kino, there is a garden, so he should also. He should not be restrained. Why does he mention the Mokhe Afiru Bisreva Harelu Chaskos? Oh, look at the Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam. Machikin as a Sheikh Nuir Hamishman, Sheikh Mito Ayin, it's a nest of pickles. Ushgar Ayino, in Tim Ayin, Shemafrich in Yach, Ushgar Lafay, Shepherush Yed Yatze, the only, we walk the Afil Bisreva, is there a Shio Esser Amis, the Hem Shamma Bikil, our Esser Amis, the Hem Sham. So, Bisreva is Esser Amis. Why is it Amis? Even if it's less than Esser Amis, even if it's 1 hour, even if it's 1 tefa, even if it's a fraction of a tefa. So, I could not be mistaken. So, it seems. So he says, we walk here, I put the slave on the Esser Amis, we can shamble, we kill Esser Amis, we can shamble, in Chaylach, I will show you a Moshu, we say, we show him, Harim of the Cheskos. So apparently, you know, We have here the halacha of chazoke, but before we learn that in chazoke we saw. So the Gemara says, "You have to ma'aro Rav Mori Omar b'kutre, the Rav Zvi Omar b'sakise." So not only zokin is there no chazoke. Certainly zokin there is a chazoke, but the zokin like smoke b'sakise, in other words, a hezikavua, which is a major nuisance, a major disturbance. So then there is no chazoke. But minor mazikin that do not constitute such a major nuisance, so then even though he can be restrained at the very outset, but if he was huzak, so then he acquires a right. So in other words, it all depends what kind of a mazikin is. So apparently it seems that if it is within less than the radius of this paper, of 10 amens and a fraction, so then it's considered as a kavua. Then it's considered as a kavua. So then it is so likely that the birds will do havoc to the garden, let's say in the garden of Shimon, let's say in the garden of the neighbor, is next door to the field that Reuben bought from Shimon, so then it's considered like a kavua. So there will be constant damage done to the garden of the neighbor. So then there is no chazoki. But if there is a Beis Reva, a Israel by distance between the nest and the garden, so there is a masik, so the very outside could be restrained, unless there is 50 amo or even more than 50 amo on the Yudah. But, so chazok is effective. But if it's less than this reba, then it's like the nizikin of kutre bezakise. It's a hezek of war. So no chazok can be required. That's how it is. Now, here we have the machlekes between Tanechame and Rabbi Yehuda as to the Shiur Achor of Sheva Meir or of a neighbor's garden. So according to Tanechame, the Shiur Achor is 50 amos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a bigger Achor. It's based on Boaz Kurim, Leish Gari. But the question is, where did they get this? Why? Of course, it's based upon Mitzvahs. But Moshe, it's based upon Mitzvahs, so why does Tanakama say one thing and Rabbi Yehuda say another thing? I mean, what's the machlokes? So there is a remarkable explanation given by the Rishas. I mean, they chose. When someone is walking Kovatere Kule, so he can understand simple things. I mean, without this, so he couldn't understand that. With all the chiches in the world, if he didn't have that information of the Medrash, so he couldn't explain it. So he says, Tesis in Shabbos, that Mentes mentions in Medrash, that Yeyno, Bishor she Yeyo, Pirachas Beachas, Vinichas Beachas. That's the Medrash says, that when a pigeon is tired, so it doesn't stop working, it keeps on flying. But if it's tired, so then it flies with one wing and it rests the other wing and it collapses. So he says, Umreish ga nikro kotzman shiperachas bishtai vihubi beisikulo vahakei nasis higeo uperachas beachas uperachas beachas vishayte atshoi shibriz vahakei chizeres mishet. So this is how we explain the machleket tarikame and drakim. Alright, now the Rashi. Machlik Mashiach Meir Yoshalim, Mafsid Yitzirei Gamiz. Elim Kinyish Lushiyak Sida Yehidi Kisar Echad Eirei. Nureish Gara Yehidi Omim, Mutas Kuchos Opa Machz. Vimok Chuk Moishim, Akar Kaf Noim, Kol Kinyur Kol Bisri, Vakar, Harei Yubches Kose, Sha'ayu Zag Biyo Nishike. Chamishim Ado Bisumoi, Vermine, Ein Persi Nish Bin Yehidi. You cannot set, spread, you cannot set nets to catch Yehidi. Because if it's hochek na yishuv shrei shimris, so any pigeon that will be trapped in the net will not involve any insel of gezel. Will not involve any insel of gezel. Because it's hefker. But if it's not hochek na yishuv shrei shimris, so the pigeons have owners. The pigeons have owners. Now, if the pigeons have owners, so maybe it's also to set a net, lest a pigeon that belongs to a tribe party so will be trapped. So it will be mazik, momechaveret. It will be mazik, momechaveret. Omar Abai. So we see that Yehudim can fly the flight of Bayeno can traverse an area of Shreishim Ritz much more than Shmeinim Amo, much more than Chamishim Amo. Omar Abaye may she chide it to me. In a canal, that Yeno can fly, can traverse a much larger area than Chamishim Amo. It can traverse Lamed Ritz, But a Yeno usually does not eat any Zereni if its stomach is already full. So, in other words, when a Yeno eats up Zereni Gino in an area of 50 Amo, so then its stomach is already full. So then it's not tempted, you know, to eat more Zereni Gino. So maybe there is no Chiyu Machoke more than 50 Amo. In person, it's Mishra Yikun, in Alish, in Mishra Yikun, in Alish, in Mishra Yikun, in Alish, in Mishra Yikun, in Alish, במשה מלאק, אם זה 50 אמו, מספר יחסיין, ואם מחסים מזרועים, מכאן להלו. So, so Gemara says, ומשה 30 רביס ניסו לאוי, ועתנו ואישו, אפילו מי אומר, הוא נפרץ. So we see that the Yeno can fly more than 30 רביס, if מי אומר, is not even within an area of מי אומר, so he's not allowed to set nets. So we see that the Yeno can fly more than Shloishim Ritz. So, Habyeze Koma, V'yishav Kon. V'yishav Kon. So in other words, Shepedachim Mikerem Mikerem, V'shotim Harbe. So as long as they are able, they have vines on which to rest, so then we can traverse much more than Shloishim Ritz. So, but if you don't have continually Kon, so then they have no place where to rest. Yenim like to rest on branches of a vine tree. So if you don't have kromi, so then they'll only fly shlishimis, not more. Godoma b'yishuv sheifrim. If you have continually sheifrimness, so then the Yeno can traverse much more than Shlishimis, because she stops at the Sheberch and rests there, and then she starts flying again. But if there are no vines on which to stop and to rest for some time, or there are no Sheikri, so then it will only traverse 30 degrees, not more. So Gemara asks, Ikashe, Monesher, how can you say that the price that it says will be issued after you may or meal? After you may or meal. So then he has to be even may or meal. So it's not enough to be marked. Why? It has reference to the case where you have continually shaping. But here a bit more the price says that he has to be marked because of the issue. But the question is, so he cannot set nets to trap the Yenis because of the Yenis issue. But if not for the possibility of trapping the Yenis issue, he would be allowed to set nets if the price is referenced to a case where they continue in shape. So then he should not be allowed to set a net apart from the Yenai issue, even if there is no Yenai issue, because they are continually shaping, so they might trap one of the birds in the nest, and you have nests all over. Take when you should shape from the fire. If boy is in the day, in other words, the crisis happens to the case where he has many nests, and all the nests are his. So, and he wants to set nets to trap some birds, some pigeons. Now he has a right to trap his own pigeons. He has a right to trap his own pigeons. But if there are pigeons of the issue, so within a distance of Neil, so he's not allowed to set the nets. Why not? Because it will trap the pigeons of the issue. But if not for the possibility of trapping the pigeons of the issue, he would be allowed to send nets, even though there are birds all over, because all the nests belong to him. All the nests belong to him. So the boy is saying the day, the boy is saying the dark, the boy is saying the dark, where all the shifting are shifting of Efker, or the boy is saying the dark room, where all the shifting belong to the Nevitkot. Now let's see the Rashi. In Pirus in Nishvim Shalir Kutubel, Yen Yayish, Shleishim Riz Abba Mir, Vikasayim Bechamishim Amo Komayim, Pameshim Melachim Sechamishim Amo Nismau Yichayson, Vimatsim Nisroi Mikano Hau. Lo Yifreiz, Nishvim, Nets, ויש קומם שפירח בקרם בקרם בשוק מהר, ויש שפירח שבדאו ושינו משפירח, ותתי קוי משפירח ופאי, מי מיום מיום קומם למשפירח שבודנו או יום מסרחי, שבו אם קם דרך שפירח. So, only because of the possibility that the other year will be trapped. You have been a year, not a year, friends. Shall we have a day in the shape of Israel? That's it. So, one of the terms of the Gemara is, the boy is saying, the act, in other words, that the shape our shape from the long to the Likhot. So the Miriam Bomakame, the West Haley, so he says, this is reference to a Likhot in Uzeber and Zayitz in the Neach. Uzeber and Zayitz in the Neach. So the Mele, he's not Mechoyev to worry, as less a Yeno from the Shepe of the Likhot in will be trapped. But if the Nochi are we kind of in the Neach, so then we have to be as much Zoya in not possibly trapping the Yeno as we have to be Zoya in not possibly trapping the Yeno that belongs to Israel. Now, the question is this. All right, so we call it. But Allah is that Kezlachim is also, even if he's a Evidam is Zoya, and he's a Evidam is Zoya, so Kezlachim is also the Reise. So, why should it be muter? So only because of the possibility of trapping Yenioia, Yenayish. But as far as the possibility of trapping the Yeno of the Sheikhim, the Mokh that the Mikhovim is concerned, one with Abraham Zayas in the Neyah, so it wouldn't be awesome to spread the net. But even though it belongs to the Mikhovim, but there's lack of his awesome. Well, the answer is this. There is another Miri, also in Olakam. And the other Miri says that this aloha, that Avidas Akum is Muteres, Avidas Akum is Muteres, only applies to the Yitchobi, who is even on Zayvus in the Neach. But let's say, the Tesha of one who is not in the Zayvus in the Neach, even though he's not in the Tesha of Gobo, he was not becoming the Fishleisho, Bisman Shayroni, Bisman Hazeh. As long as he's not even on Zayvus in the Neach, if he's a nice girl who is not even on Zayvus in the Neach, so the Avid is also. Now, the Rambam, says in Perek Yudalev, in Perek Yudalev, in Yuchas Deon Avedis, Aloha Alevs, he said as follows, Hashovas Avedo in Yisroel, Mitzves Asen, Shenema Hoshet Yishim, Vohei Avedas Yisroel, Vinsali Mimeno, Vinnicho, Eber Blisse, Shenema Unisire Shiro Chicho Vizalam Tamen, Upito Mitzves Asen, Vinishivo Kiri Mitzves Asen. So the Rambam says here explicitly, that the mitzvah of Shabbos Avedah applies only to Yisrael. It's called Avedah Sachir. It's called Avedah Sachir. That's in Yisrael, it doesn't apply to Yochim. So, since the Rambam says Shabbos Avedah in Yisrael, so it's mashma, if not in Yisrael, even if it's a Ketensho, Ketensho is the regular goy. What is a Ketensho? A Ketensho is a goy who is not a pagan, who is not a Zionist in the Nech. So, there is no mitzvah of Shabbos Avedah, because the Torah says, L'chol Avedah Sachir. A goy is not a chichom. A chichom means a chichom the day of the mitzvah. So this is what the Rambam says in our heart. Then in our heart, the Rambam says, Avedas, Eved, Avedizor, Muteres, Shenemar, Avedas, 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 So the Messiah said, in the Chazal days, the Daik and Rosh Rambam, what the Miri also says, that the Abede of the interpretation of a Nochri that is not in the Abizore, is not in the Abizore, so he is a soul. Because now, so there seems to be this difference between the Aloche of the Rosh Rambam and the Aloche Aleph, when he says, Ashove Sabede in Israel, Mitzvah Sasei, Shenema Avoshet Nishime. So it's mashma only in Israel there is a mitzvah Asher Sabede. But in Mochi there is no Chiyu Asher Sabede. And then Aloche Gimli says, Abed as Emid Abed is Chomim Uteres. The implication being only if it's Emid Avizore. But in Yotesho, if it's not Emid Avizore, so then we are Mechuyev. So it's not Uteres. So how can we reconcile this stire? Now, when the Gemara when we see that base, when the Gemara says, "Who meet what is on it, my mitzvosio yesio, v'avarabnoye mitzvoso doso yode mashma." So the words, mitzvoso doso yode mashma, chola nusachicho, asher teiva mimenu mitzvoso. So Rabnoye says, we learn how, actually it's superfluous. Why does the Torah say mitzvoso? Chola nusachicho, asher teiva mimenu. What does it mean? Why does it say mitzvoso? We know that he deals with someone who finds it. That's what the whole pasuk deals with. So why does the Torah say umitzoso? So to advise us that avida sakum is muteres even lachash boso yodi. In other words, there are two kinds of avida sakum. One kind of avida sakum means you see shei ochir. So you are mechuyev to be tough of yourself, matriya of yourself, and be machlis, and keep the behime, the shirochicho, the se, in your house, and to take care of it, and to be machlis, be mitape, or to be shemeyam. So, that applies only to Israel. It doesn't apply to another. If you see an avid that you know is not an avid as Israel, so you have mechuyev to take it home, to your home, and be mitape, but you can just leave it like this. That's one kind of avid. That's an Aveide Kedem Yosef Yodi. There is another Aveide that is also Yodi. Suppose you already picked it up. You already picked it up. Somehow it came into your possession. Or sometimes, let's say, an apple that gives you change and it gives you a little more than it was supposed to be. And then you come home, you see, he gave you more. That's also an Aveide Sakum. Toye Sakum Shetome Atzme. So that's also Avide Sakum. So that's also Mitaris. So for that, Avide Sakum Lachash also Yodi. So if there hadn't been the extra word of Mitzoso, only because Mitzoso is superfluous, because the Torah did not have to say, Chol Avide Sakhich HaShativa Dimenu Mitzoso, the Torah could have said, Chol Avide Sakhich HaShativa Dimenu. So why should she? Why did the Torah have to say, Chol Avide Sakhich HaShativa Dimenu Mitzoso? Why should she? I mean, why does the Torah have to say it? So the mitzoso is superfluous. So Avnoye deduces from mitzoso that Avide Sakum is muteres even lachash also muter. And that's Toye Sakum. Toye Sakum is muter, is only muter if the Hakum himself made a mistake. But not if the Yisroel is matri, bikavone, then it's not muter, then it's gezlak. So it's also. But he says, Toye so akum ki avidose in muteres vihu shetor ma'atzme avla ateisi ose. Why is tor ma'atzme muter? Because then it's all zave. If the akum by mistake gives you more change than you're supposed to, then you come to your house, you see he gave you more change. So you have mechuyev to look for him and return the change to him. Only because of Kiddush Hashem you have mechuyev. Otherwise you're not mechuyev. But why? Because it hasn't been like Avide Sakum. So, in other words, so we have two halachas. First of all, we have the mitzvah of Asher Sabeide, even Kiddush Shoso Yodi. So, a Jew, if he finds an Avide of Yisroel, he cannot say, why should I bother? I see Shea, I should take it to my house and bother with it until I find the owner, the machins. I'll let the Shea stay so the Shea is stranded. I'll let it stay stranded. So, he's the Huyev to the nation. And if he doesn't, so he's in battle. Let's say he's in battle, we should be silent, so that mitzvah, the Torah says, Cho avinu zochir. Ochicho means ochicho with your own mitzvahs. Not doing ochir, even if he's in attention. So, but then, there is a big issue also here. Like Tony Sama. Or for some reason, he already picked it up. He already picked it up. So then, it came to his issues. Then, it's not just the shining in the chiva, then it's the shining in Gezel. Let's say, if somebody doesn't bother to pick up an Avinus Yisrael, so he's Mevatel an Esek, it's Chuvi Sauer, but he's not even allowed to be sinful. But if he did pick it up, and he doesn't restore it to the owner, then he's able to be sinful. So if we didn't take the extra posik of Mitzoso, Mitzoso the Osam Yodim Mashma, so then it would be Osam Yisab Gezel. So we have a special Tzirzakosu, Mitzoso the Osam Yodim Mashma, and still, only Ochicho Akumna. So apparently, the sheet of the Rambam is as follows. The Mir says that Avedas Nochri, who is not in the Rizoy, is not in Lain Zmeria, is also a subgesser. That only, that is reference to the Avedas Achavos on Yodhi. But Kedros on Yodhi. So the Rambam says, Avedas Yisroel, Mechuyen Goshi. So it's only Avedas Achavos on Yodhi. So that is deduced from the Posik of Mitzoso. So the mitzoso only implies that there is no isagezel in respect to an aveda of the mikhovi, but not that there is no isagezel of an aveda of vegetation. Aveda of vegetation, there is an isagezel. So apparently, so this is what the Miri means. The Miri says, now here, when one sets in it, and then a pigeon of the mikhovi, who is able to die in Sinaiach, while flying becomes cut, becomes trapped in the net. Now, so then, that pigeon of the Yudhobin, when it becomes trapped in the net, becomes an Aveda Saga. It's we go out and change that the Yudhobin did, Machasatzma. And here, when the soil sets the net, Eilchanandi is not allowed to do it in order to trap. He does it in order to trap birds of heaven. But there is a possibility that a bird, a yenog, belonging to the mitchobi, will also be trapped. So when it is trapped, so it's like toy sakum shetor meilo, that has the din of having a sakum. So meilo, it doesn't come within the Yisrael of Gezel. If it doesn't come within the Yisrael of Gezel, it doesn't come within the Yisrael of Mazik, since there is a heter. So the meilo says, only if he but if it's not in the Mizore, so then there is no Chiru Rashon Zavede. But Avede, Akum Maha Shoson Yode, so he's even in Sagezel. So the Mele, there is no Heter. If there is no Heter, so there is an issue of Mazik too. Because just as Gezel Akum is also there, so Mazik Akum is also there. That's mentioned by Omer Shemin. You're not allowed to be Mazik. Momenako, even if he's in the Alzheimer's in the Yah, it's like Gezlako that he's also. But when it's red, so then it will be like Toyesako. Shetoa Akumeo. In other words, the Yeno of Nako and Kobi will get lost, will fly away. So it will be like an Abedesako. So then the soil has the heter to be Zeichene. If he has a heter to be Zeichene, so there is no issue of Mazik either. So that's why the Mir says only in Yudhobim, but if it's not in Yudhobim, so then the Avin is also there. If the Avin is also there, so maybe there is an Issa of Mazik also. Rabbi Yudhobim Rabbi Sabo Kuri, Omar Apok Vitem Rav Zvidi, Zidhar Asdino Lekei Yav Tino Yere. Yere Yishti Yone, Habor Mishom Yerushe, Nitzorich Taine. So Rabbi Yudhobim says, from this mission we can use the Aloche, that Teyamin Keyach Teyamin Yeirish, because here he has a Chiyuv Achoker of Chamishim Amot, or according to Rabbi Lemor. But if you already bought a piece of land that already had an established nest of birds in it, so then he cannot be restored. Why? Because of Teyamin Keyach, because after all, he doesn't know what happened, whether the Meichel bought the right of maintaining a nest or did not buy, and he doesn't know. But suppose the mayor had been still the owner of that piece of land with the rest, and he had been telling that he bought the right of maintaining innocent birds, and he had produced lady who can testify that for 3 years, so he had maintained innocent birds, so then he would prevail. So now the Domikeach doesn't know whether he's Meicher bought the right, but he can produce anything who testify that the Meicher had maintained the nest for 3 years, so this is staying on behalf of the Domikeach. All the time is that his Meicher would have successfully pleaded, had he pleaded it. So we see that the Domikeach, that's based upon the Zakos of Psach Kicholil and Moftaminen, we ask the Talim and Kuchetz. Within years, so years the Yomi Abom Shinimushin Tzorch Tayyid, Likeach Yitzchachal, Likeach Namit Yomi, Loka Chotzi, Upo Zizi, Zizi, Uksutroi, Sarit and Chaskos. In other words, when a person builds a house, he cannot make a shell that will protrude to the Elishis Arabi, because that will interfere with the Shmishim of the Elishis Arabi. So if somebody wants to build a house and he wants, let's say, to build like a veranda or a porch that will protrude outside, so he has to begin with Mishir Sholeh. He has to start building it. He has to withdraw, let's say, a few feet, so that when he builds, he constructs a shell for a veranda or a porch, it will be on his own grounds. He cannot start building the veranda or the porch near the border, because then the porch will protrude, will extend in the Rishis Rabbi. So he is a massacre of the Rishis Rabbi, he has no right to it. So he has to recede back and to withdraw a few feet beyond the border, so that the protrusion will be on his own grounds, not on the Rishis Rabbi. So he says, Lokachot uposis muksutoyis harizim chaskos. So suppose he bought a chotzer, and in that chotzer there was a house with a veranda and a porch, and the porch extended to the Rishis Rabbi, and the Rishis Rabbi wanted to restrain him, he wanted to take out an injunction against him. He should not be able to maintain the porch, because you are rakib al tashmishi. So the halacha is, since he's okeach, so best he pleads on his behalf. Suppose the Rishis Rabbi had called the Meicher of the Yintor, and the Meicher would have been saying, well, I bought from you the right, I bought, I dealt, I negotiated with all the whole city council, all the Zion to be here, and they gave me a right to make an extension to the Rishis Rabbi. Or suppose the Meicher would have been saying that I was killed with Sheikh Shari. I mean, this is really my grounds, originally it was my grounds, and I was killed with Sheikh Shari. So he would never, if he would be able to show that for 3 years he maintained that shell or that porch, that veranda in the Rishis Rabbi. So the male we are taking from the Gear. So the Gear Namitino, look at Hotel Bosis in the Toy Sahib Moscow. So, see, the Ashmin Hosom that Rishis Rabbi, the Indicates of Shoreyu. In Amahu Ahmed Rishis Rabbi, Gabi, Avro Hello. Vi ashmu roche bchim di yochi goi me pisui pais in an achu achel dabe. Abo rabbi man pais man shobit, not that it's impossible for the rabbi to be meicher. The rabbi can also be meicher, but then you have to negotiate to design to be here. In other words, that's like the city council of the Rishis Rabbi, they represent the whole Rishis Rabbi, so that's not so likely. Abo rabbi man pais man shobit, in Mloitzlich. Now, the second Tzlich has said we understand. Because it's much easier to make a deal with the Yochid than with all the Zaytulim. So the Meile now the Loche is, in respect to Tanin and Mikeach, or Yochid, only Tanin and Shriche. But in Tanin and Shriche, there is no Aloha Tanin. And that's the reason as to why a court here really is so with Tanin and Mizuyev. Why? Because Mizuyev is a Yotzer and Shriche. So the Meile understand the second sentence. So it's relatively easy to make a deal with the Yohi that he should sell the right. So it's time to shrika. That's why we say تمین مسئولی که میگم روشیز قبلی it's relatively difficult to make a deal because you have to deal with all the scientific area. That's not as simple as dealing with one person. But the first Sliha says, just that way around. So the Gemara says, Sliha Diyash Norsu Gabi Mishis Rabin Deyma Kenis Kisev Sobeyu. Ina Me'achu 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 Mishis Rabin Gabi Abu Ochel Hoi. So why should we say that it's much more likely that the Bnei Mishis Rabin should be Meichel than that the Yochish Me'achel? Why? After all, when the Bnei Mishis Rabin have to be Meichel, so it has to be done by all the Zayin to be here, not just by getting the approval of a few residents of the city. So you have to get the approval, the consent of all the Zayin to be here, of the whole city council. So, but to get the approval of Yochi is much easier. Well, the answer is this. Of course, it's much easier to get the approval, to discuss it with one person than it is to discuss with all the Zayin to be here. But on the other hand, you see, when it's a yochid, so what he gives up is something very major. Let's say, if it's a shop, and one neighbor, let's say, Ube, extends constructing a veranda or a porch on the grounds of Shiva, so he gives up something. So it's a great discomfort for him. Mashiach in Nevi Shizrabi, not one member of the Shizrabi uses every piece of the Shizrabi council. So maybe they don't care, and the Zayitabiyah don't care either, if one Yochid will have a veranda protruding on the Shizrabi. That will not involve the great hardship of the Shizrabi, because the Nevi Shizrabi don't use the grounds of the Shizrabi council. How many minutes of the day does a resident of the city use a particular area of the Shizrabi? Mashiach came if it's a question of another neighbor, so that is a great hardship for him, a great nuisance for him. If his neighbor will have a porch that extends into his land. So in other words, in Anach, the Shizrabi, so we don't care so much. I'm walking away. So anyway, it's not so likely that the neighbor should sell the right. So Kamash. However, Haskoshi Woman Hakon Rabbi Hasokan Zom, Admore Omar Bikutre, Rab Svi Domal Bisakis. Bye-bye. So in 3 minutes, so I'll start with that.
I know you're winking at me.
Just an interesting little thing. I don't know. You're right.
I've not heard it. I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Andrew,